Okay, let's go.
We talked about Montgomery. If you had a visitor from out of town and didn't know anything about Montgomery and you wanted to show him, say some more important things in Montgomery, what are some of the things you'd take him? Where would you take him? What are some of the things you'd want him to see?
Well, now with the new existing Civic Center, mm-hmm. I would imagine that would be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Have you been there yet?
To the Ice Capades. Our association for the benefit, really, of the children is
the Jack and Jill
Incorporated. Mm-hmm. And one of our functions for that, I can't even remember when the Ice Capades first came. It was in December, wasn't it? That was one of our projects for the month. And another one, just like today, the children are going out to Ingleside, I believe, nursing home, mm-hmm. and trying to, you know, bring a happier Christmas mm-hmm. To those persons out there. And so I guess I would even take them to the Coliseum. Now the Coliseum doesn't have quite the same attraction that it did years ago.
Huh? I was just a little kid when I was still there.
Right, uh-huh.
It's 53 or so.
Right, uh-huh.
Anything else maybe in Montgomery of historical importance or of just you think general interest?
I might take them down to see the Capitol. I doubt seriously that I would take it on the inside to look at it. And I might, while taking them to see the Capitol, show them the first house of the Confederacy. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've never been in. Mm-hmm. But I know pretty much know where it is.
I think I was there one time.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have any real reason to keep me away from it, but I don't have any real reason to go in either.
If you're gonna fly from Montgomery, or say you were, where would you catch your plane?
At Danley Field.
Danley Field. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next questions I'll ask you are generally questions about the home and so forth. What I'd like you to do, and you've drawn this off, is describe the house that you grew up in. By the way, one thing I didn't get, what was your maiden name? Okay, can we get you to describe that house for me? Tell me something about
from
it.
From here or from here?
Whichever's easiest for you.
No, this is not.
This is fine.
Well, when I grew up, at a home at 843 Cleveland Avenue. I understand from conversations with my mother and family that I was born at the Memorial Hospital that used to be on High Street. Mm-hmm. And of course, I never knew it as a hospital. I'm just going on hearsay. And in the home where we lived, when we first moved down to the home, I was about 2 and a half. Mm-hmm. And I didn't remember this from the time that we moved in it, but from having heard expressions from my mother and father that their home at that time was just $1,500, and I just nearly croaked when I think of all that they have up there now, and they only had to pay $1,500 for it.
My grandfather has a home, nothing really outstanding, but he has a pretty good bit of property. The property is quite valuable now.
Uh-huh.
In fact, First National Bank offered him for just one lot that uh-huh. he has there, $50,000.